Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Megan Christofferson. Good morning to you, Megan.
Good morning.
Megan, we want to visit about Down syndrome and some activities related to that. But just remind us, Megan, you know, we see things on TV, but we may not be very familiar with. Give us a kind of a brief description and a little bit of background about Down syndrome.
Absolutely. So Down syndrome occurs in one in every 691 births in the United States. Currently, there are 400,000 people living with Down syndrome in the U.S., and it is the most commonly occurring birth defect. Mm-hmm. So what happens is a baby has three copies of the 21st chromosome. So a lot of times you'll hear it referred to as trisomy 21.
Oh, okay. But probably more often we'll hear about Down syndrome. Now, so it's not genetic, it's not passed on, or is there a question about that?
So there is a little bit of a question about that. They do believe that there are certain types of Down syndrome that may be more common, a hereditary form. However, the vast majority is just an anomaly.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, as a woman ages, her chances of having a child with Down syndrome increase. That being said, 80% of babies with Down syndrome are born to women under 35. And I was actually 28 when I had my son, Karsten, who had Down syndrome.
Mm-hmm. And how old is Karsten now?
He is almost 7.
Uh-huh. And, you know, I want to know a little bit more about Down syndrome. Again, we may have pictures that are not true. Down syndrome folks can be employed. They can pretty much lead a life like the rest of us sometimes.
Absolutely. And as parents, we really believe that the sky's the limit. A lot has changed in the past couple of generations for individuals with Down syndrome. We are giving them a lot more resources and tailoring programs for them. And really with good educational support, great health care, family and community support, these individuals are able to really live fulfilled, happy lives mm-hmm. and be a part of the communities.
So mentioning education, the next thing I want to have you visit about is Gigi's Playhouse.
Yes. So we opened Gigi's Playhouse in Des Moines 3 years ago. So we offer free one-on-one tutoring for individuals with Down syndrome for literacy and math, and we're also working on a handwriting program that's hopefully going to be rolled out later this year. And we have had individuals as young as 3 and as old as 46 mm-hmm. participate in our literacy and math.
Mm-hmm. So wide variety, lots of challenges there, I think, just not only the teaching methods, but perhaps with that wide age range, you have a big challenge.
We do. So it's important to spend time getting to know the individual and what they're really interested in so we can tailor the program as best as we can to really hit their goals and also keep their interest.
Okay. And Gigi's Playhouse, do folks come every day? Is it like going to school or is this a supplement?
It's a supplement. So if they're enrolled in the tutoring programs, they'll come once a week for, depending on their attention span, because some of the three-year-olds, you know, only a half an hour, but older individuals can last, you know, an hour going over reading exercises or math exercises. So it really depends on the person and how good their attention span
mm-hmm.
is.
How excited are the students about this program?
They love it. They are so proud of themselves when they have read a book and have accomplished moving up a reading level. I think I was actually a tutor one of the first sessions, and I was matched with an 11-year-old little boy with Down syndrome who has a twin brother who does not have Down syndrome. And Dustin was just doing a phenomenal job of reading. He really took to it. And one of the sessions, his mom started to cry, and I said, "What's wrong? Are you okay? Are you happy with how things are going?" And she goes, "I couldn't be happier, Megan. the teachers told us that he couldn't read, and here he's reading at such a high level. And his twin brother is so proud of him. He's proud of himself. He has more confidence. It's just amazing.
You've mentioned much of this, tutoring one-on-one. Are there other kinds of teaching techniques that you use that might not be used in regular school?
So the basics of our literacy program are more focused on sight words, because individuals with Down syndrome have a tougher time picking up on phonics. That's not to say that they can't learn phonics, because they absolutely can, but it generally happens later and after they have a solid base of sight words. So we really focus on sight words. In the three-year-olds, we work first on matching word to word, so they understand that that similar words, how they look, what they would say, and then we would go to selecting. So you would say something like, Dustin, can you show me which word says in? And out of a choice of three, then he would pick up the word that says in.
Okay.
So there's kind of a progression to mastering the sight words, if you will. And then our math program is touch math. So it's more hands-on math skills and really making it a tactile experience to help them learn basic math skills.
Those same techniques would be well employed in schools all the time. I think a lot of us don't realize that we learn in different ways, and some of us need to learn by touching things, and you've just brought that to another level there at Gigi's Playhouse in making that work. So good for you. Now, you sort of at the beginning of this question about Gigi's Playhouse said, we established. Is this something that you and another group of people started?
So for the one here in the Des Moines area, I am the founder of the Gigi's in Des Moines. However, it started almost 10 years ago with a mom in the Chicagoland area, Gigi's mom, who's Nancy Gianni. She was the original founder of this, and now there are 17 playhouses across the country, and we have one in Mexico as well. So wherever there's a group of passionate parents who say, we're going to do this, we're going to add this extra resource for our children, we're going to raise community awareness, we want the best for our kids, basically it happens like that as a groundswell. Mm-hmm.
Great.
And we bring it to our own communities.
Okay, excellent. And you can go to a website. I think if you just put in your search, G-G-G-I-G-I-S Playhouse, you'll find some great information there about that. We need to move on to talk about the gallery that's moving around, because it's going to be at the Elkhorn Library. What's your connection to Elkhorn?
So my husband, Matt Christofferson, is originally from Elkhorn, and my mother-in-law, Jo, is the librarian at Elkhorn.
Yes.
So it pays to know people in high places.
Absolutely. And I'll mention this again, but I want to say that the Elkhorn Library is open on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 12:30 to 4:30. Wednesday, 12:30 to 6:30, Saturday, 9 to 11. And we'll mention those again, because it would be a good time to stop by and see the traveling gallery. What are we going to see?
So you will see 42 beautiful faces of individuals with Down syndrome from across Iowa, aging from, we have a one-week-old, all the way to a 56-year-old. So really the goal of the gallery is to spread positive, accurate awareness about Down syndrome, help people see the people they really are, and the gifts that they bring to their families, to their friends, to the community, and dispel some of the negative stereotypes that may be out there.
And it would be good for us all to learn more about Down syndrome. As you say, it occurs one out of 600 and some. That's fairly often, and we probably, if we look around, we would know somebody in our own community or more than one person with Down syndrome, and so it would be great for all of us to have a little more understanding.
Absolutely. I know you have a new baby in the Elkhorn area, actually, with Down syndrome. I just recently met her parents, so yeah, they're beautiful gifts to the community.
Yes. All right. Again, stop by the Elkhorn Library to see this traveling exhibit. It's called Traveling Gallery, I Have a Voice, and enjoy those pictures and learn more about Down syndrome. Again, the Elkhorn Library hours are Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 12:30 to 4:30. Wednesday, it's a little longer, 6:30. Saturday morning. Remember those hours and stop by. And you can also, of course, view it at Tivoli Fest on Saturday in the afternoon. We want to thank you so much, Megan Christofferson, for visiting with us about this really exciting kinds of things that you're doing at Gigi's Playhouse and the Traveling Gallery.
Well, thank you for having me. Mm-hmm. I love talking about it.
Great. And you are a good spokesperson, too. And until next time, here's the thought. Adventure is not outside. It is within.